Right now, the wildfire threat in the Pacific Northwest is extraordinary. In just Oregon and Washington, there are more than a half dozen large blazes burning. And the ongoing drought is stoking concerns that the region may not be prepared for a long, hot summer. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports.
These iconic Pacific Northwest forests with their towering moss-covered fir trees and pines have never been this dry. The grass underneath the ferns has already turned gold. On the eastern slope of the Cascades, there have already been some big fire scares. Down in Wenatchee, where the forest gives way to rolling hills covered with prairie and apple orchards, the wildfire conditions so far this summer have been more like what you'd see in late August or September.
Came right over that hill. Big wall of fire.
Cindy and Jonathan Dominguez are standing on the sidewalk in front of what used to be their house in the city's Broadview neighborhood.
And this was just a smoking hole. There was nothing left. Everything was below the foundation.
A couple weeks ago, when the temperature hit 109, a raging fire burned down a steep canyon of prairie and then back up into their neighborhood. It leveled the Dominguez's home and more than two dozen others. Embers also drifted deeper into Wenatchee. More than a mile from here, three fruit packing warehouses were engulfed in flames. For folks around here, it's a wake-up call.
It could have been way worse. Just the wind shifted, and by the grace of somebody, it wasn't worse than this.
But this is the new reality in Washington and the Pacific Northwest. Until recently, the idea of a wildfire burning into a city neighborhood was something more associated with Southern California or the Front Range of Colorado. But not anymore, and it's not clear whether typically wet Washington is ready.
I've never implemented a burn ban in June. This season is just, I've never seen something like this.
Over in Kittitas County, where Interstate 90 winds down Snoqualmie Pass, the fire marshal Brenda Larson has banned campfires and the burning of trash and leaves. They're also trying to get fireworks banned.
Someone's burning over there.
Development has exploded in these mountains lately. Land that was formerly owned by the timber companies has been sold and carved up into luxury subdivisions. And this year, given the drought, everything is in the middle of dense, dried-out fuel.
We certainly don't want to have a responder injured or killed defending somebody's assets when they've built in these areas.
That's the tension all over the West, but it's pretty new to this part of Washington. Fire officials like Larson are especially worried because they say neighborhoods like these are behind when it comes to wildfire prevention. It just hasn't been on the radar as much here until recently. This neighborhood's code, for instance, requires people to keep all the native vegetation around their homes. Larson says that's exactly the opposite of what fire prevention should look like in a year like this.
When you start to think of the potential for loss of life in areas like this, it's terrifying.
Fire managers aren't being overdramatic when they say things like that. The forecast in the Pacific Northwest warns of more lightning and hot weather moving in by week's end. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Wenatchee, Washington.